Getting the last word can be ever so sweet. In the case of a wealthy donor to the UK's National Gallery, it took more than 3 decades. From London, NPR's Lauren Freyer reports.
Bright lights in Trafalgar Square.
London's National Gallery, founded 200 years ago, towers over Trafalgar Square. By the 1980s, though, it was so full of Monets, Picassos, and Rembrandts that a new wing was planned, expanding west into an area bombed in the Blitz. Modern designs were floated. In a 1984 speech, then Prince Charles gave his now famous verdict on one of them.
Like a monstrous carbuncle.
Calling it a monstrous carbuncle. The museum ended up going with a different design, funded by the Sainsbury family. And in 1991, his mom, Queen Elizabeth, inaugurated the new wing. But John Sainsbury, also known as the Right Honourable Baron Sainsbury of Preston Candover, Lord Sainsbury for short, still didn't like it. Specifically, two pillars in the foyer. They were ornamental, not structural.
I just think it was a look that my father just didn't quite get the point of.
That's Lord Sainsbury's son, Mark Sainsbury, on the BBC this week, after a letter from his father was found inside one of those pillars wrapped in plastic. The donor apparently dropped it into wet concrete in 1990, to be found only whenever those wretched columns were taken down, which ended up happening this past winter during another renovation. The letter is typewritten in all caps, and Mark Sainsbury reads it.
Yes, I mean, yeah, it's the last paragraph. Let it be known that one of the donors of this building is absolutely delighted that your generation has decided to dispense with the unnecessary columns.
Lord Sainsbury died 2 years ago, aged 94. His son says his father was never one to say, "I told you so." But his letter has been placed in the museum's archives for safekeeping forever. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.